9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. This has been an Independence Day full of celebrations and parades. More from WBBM's Carolina Garibay in Chicago.
Chloe DeVere says she's pumped to be in Chicago for her favorite holiday.
I have American flag shorts on, an American flag fanny pack. I got an American flag half shirt kind of blouse thingy that's unbuttoned and then a black tank top and an American flag hat.
Though a typical everyday outfit for an American, Nathan Duke, who's visiting from the UK, says it's definitely not normal. At home.
Not really, no. Not so. He's pretty American, yeah.
But he says he can sort of relate to the holiday. Carolina Garibay for CBS News Chicago.
Reported shark attacks have put beachgoers and officials along New York's coastline on alert. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
In separate incidents, a man and a woman were bitten near Fire Island, just a few miles from where two teens were bitten. None of the injuries are life-threatening. Drone video shows a school of about 50 sand sharks in the same area.
Officials have increased drone patrols over Long Island State beaches, which had its fair share of shark bites last year, 8 in total. The Secret Service is investigating how a bag of suspicious white powder, believed to be cocaine, was found in the West Wing on Sunday. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The Secret Service issued a statement saying the item was sent for further evaluation. They're leading a full review of the cause and manner of how it entered into the White House. Officials say that review will include consulting cameras and entrance logs to determine who had access to the space.
A plea from Philadelphia's mayor after 5 people are killed and 2 children are injured in a shooting last night.
This was a terrible, tragic situation that has traumatized the community. We are begging Congress to protect lives and do something about America's gun problem.
Police say a 40-year-old man was armed with a rifle, pistol, extra magazines, and wearing a bulletproof vest. He's in custody, and they're searching for a motive. Missing Massachusetts resident Emma Tatusky spent several days stuck in mud before being rescued yesterday. WBZ's TV's Lisa Hughes has the story.
Hikers at Borderland State Park heard her screaming for help. When Easton police finally freed Tatusky, she was conscious and alert. Easton police believe that she was trapped for 3 days. She was taken to the hospital and she is expected to recover.
How hot was it yesterday? The National Centers for Environmental Prediction says Monday was the hottest day ever recorded around the globe. In the U.S., temps have been in the 90s to 100s. North Africa, 122 degrees. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message made possible by the following businesses. Machine Shed Restaurant, dedicated to the American farmer. Farm to table that exceeds expectations. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Machine Shed at I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee. And Thunder Bay Grill, serving top quality steaks, Cajun specialties, and seafood. Perfect for gathering, relaxing, and socializing. Thunder Bay at I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Fronts at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, Hindi Cup,
because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national and music events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues and Native music are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Let's see how I kind of switch that around for the show today.
Native issues and Native music issues. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got an awesome show today, and we're going to be hanging out with the Pretendians, and they have a new song coming out, and they are on right now, and we're just going to rock and roll right with them, and that's get them on right now. Ho-wa. Hey, you guys, how you doing? Let's introduce yourselves here. And we got Thomas and Christine and Jill, and we got a new song coming out. And we haven't had you on a super long time, so excited to have you on. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Right,
yeah,
on.
Like you said, we're a Pretendians band, and like we always say, we're not pretending anything. And I am Thomas Draskovic, also known as Chitown Hitika, Brave Hawk, and a lot of our, you know, community is Mr. D. And I am the lead singer, the main songwriter, and sometimes rhythm guitar player for Pretendians Band.
Right on.
Yes, I'm Christine Bartizol. I'm the drummer for Pretendians Band.
I'm Jillio Candyhands. I'm the new bass player.
Woo!
Got the new bass player, huh? Kind of like Spinal Tap.
New and improved. Yes, new and improved. It's like this is the deluxe model bass player. Yes.
That's right. Spinal Tap.
But now I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
Whoa! Right on. Hey, Spinal Tap was the drummer they kept on replacing. That's right.
Exactly. We can't do that. Trust me. That's not happening.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about your history here, and let's get people caught up to who and why and what kind of music, and we'll get into influences, and then we're going to try and play out some of your music for each bumper here, and of course, we're going to end the show with the full ride of your 38, your new tune, and we can talk a little bit about that, too. So let's take it away, Thomas. I'm going to talk to you because I knew you the best, but Christine, you're in second place because I know you next best. But Thomas, you're an all-well-rounded person. You're a middle school teacher, which is, in your stomach, too. Right on, right on. And a middle school teacher, an actor, and a musician. Tell us a little bit about you and what makes you tick and why you got such a groovy band.
Well, luck is probably the most, you know, thing that plays a part of this. But yes, I am Hunkpapa Lakota, but I'm also Wahpe Kute Dakota, which is the leaf shooter band here in Minnesota from Yellow Medicine. My family is originally from here, and I'm from Standing Rock because my, you know, as you can hear from like some of our music, like the 38, our people are persecuted here in Minnesota, and they are many Ashota Makoche, and they just stand up for themselves and fight against the U.S. government who's trying to oppress and kill them, and eventually ended up losing that battle. And the 38 that we talk about are Dakota warriors who were hung in Mankato plus two in 1862. And I'm from Standing Rock because my people were exiled from our own traditional homelands here in Minnesota Makoche. And so I was actually just talking to my mom before this so I can get it right. But yes, my mother's great-great-grandmother remembers being in that internment concentration camp at Fort Snelling, and actually remembers being put on those boats on St. Paul to be shipped out of their homeland to other places. And those are things that I carry with me very, very deeply and very seriously. And so where I come from as an indigenous BIPOC mixed race artist is that I write from these experiences and I write from our people's traditional stories and bring it to a more modern context and how we live together as indigenous people here in at Minnesota Makoche, and how we can tell our stories through different ways of expression. And so that's why I think a lot of us, like when people ask me if I have an indigenous band, do I play flute? Do I play a drum? Do I play a rattle? Yes, I do, but not in this band. We're a full-on rock band. We are going to tell our story the way we want to and the way that we feel is most appropriate for who we are. That's kind of where I come from as far as like where does Pretendians come from? And you think about a name like that and you think about why would you call yourself that? Well, we're not calling ourselves that. What we're doing is we're trying to call out this construct that's put out by non-native people of like, who is a native person? What does it look like? You know, how do we represent ourselves? There's other people trying to tell us who we are. And we're trying to say, no, my mother tells me who I am. My grandmother tells me who I am. Our people show us who we are. And we want to represent ourselves in that way to show people that we have our own story to tell. And it's been told for so long by other people that just don't understand. And this is where I'm coming from. And we figured like, you know, why not? Let's start a conversation with a name like Pretendians, because that even with other indigenous people, that sets people off. Okay. And they're like, why are you saying that? Why are you calling it out? We're not calling ourselves that. We're right. Calling this out. You know, we're starting conversations and we're starting intelligent, informed conversations based off of this.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and Thomas, I want to really accentuate and amplify what you said. We own a store, too, and, you know, people are saying, is this really Indian art? There's no teepee in it, and, you know, there's no canoe or there's no eagle, and it's like, it's a Native American or Indian that's making art, and we make all kinds of art because we're not, like you said, pigeonholed with one kind of music. And I really like that. Let's jump over to Christine. Christine, how long have you been playing drums? This is an amazing thing. I taught drumline for many years at the high school level, and it was always exciting. I had just as many women playing drums and carrying those drums around than I did young boys. So it's good to see you as a drummer and a percussionist and a musician and artist.
Nice. Well, I taught myself how to play drums when I was at high school a long time ago. And I really only started playing drums seriously for these guys because I had met these guys back in, I think, 2013 or 14 we met. And we ended up meeting at this rehearsal studio in Northeast Minneapolis that we practiced at. And they were about to lose a drummer, and I volunteered to play drums for these guys. And I, you know, really honed my skills being with these guys and jamming with these guys. So since, I'd say, seriously playing drums, probably since 2014, not very long.
Right on. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we're going to shorten it up a little bit here because I want to play some of your music for the bumper here. So let's go out. We're with the Pretendians, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Ho-wah.
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
When it comes to mental health, making connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Connections can bring comfort, hope, and joy. Find ways that work for yourself and others, like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, creating space to listen. Visit cmentalhealth.org. That's cmentalhealth.org. cmentalhealth.org.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
They say because of patrol crew. Get in here because I'm talking to you. They feel because I speak my mind. I with my mom to hide so. Make any have to run your game. You'll make him have to cut your chain. What's your name? What you say? Sounds the same as the rest of me.
Hey, welcome back to Native Earth Radio Presents. I'm Wake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. And they're really great people over there in Minneapolis supporting us and supporting Indians all over Turtle Island here, and especially in the Twin Cities. Hey, we're here with the Pretendians. And Christine, I just got to jump in right away here. That was some serious drumming. There was some serious drumming going on. Yes.
It's fast, but it pales in comparison to some of the new songs on the album we have. We've got a couple that are, they're lightning, grease lightning, if you will.
Wow.
Really fast.
Hey, Jill, so how's it joining these two wild and crazy people here? This is like some music you really have to put your seatbelt on and really pluck that bass.
Oh, it's totally true. So I don't know. It's been just a whirlwind. I think I've been with them for about 8 months now. I started out at the, what was it, Tribalpalooza?
Tribalpalooza.
Was the first show. I learned the songs the day of without an amp in the hotel room.
Yeah, in my room. Yeah, she learned it, yeah.
I was playing drums on a pillow.
Yep. Yep. So fast forward, now we have an album out. So yeah, it's been super fun. I just feel that it's a total blessing that these guys have allowed me to play the music with them. And I think the messages that are in the songs are very timely. And I look forward to people really listening and contemplating what the songs are about.
Right on. Hey, Thomas, how can people... find you on Facebook and your website, and how can we book you? And I want to get that out too before I forget, because you know I got a good memory, but it's short. Ho-wah.
I know we're not going to go into that, but yeah. I would say if you go on to Facebook, it has all of our social media connections. So Pretendians Band on Facebook, but we also have our own website called pretendiansband.com, and that shows all of our social media. And actually, Christine is the one that handles that for us, because I'm not with that. And so, like, if you want to call it the Fizz, but like, so if you want to look on like pretendiansband.com, we just put something out on Facebook to show all the different channels you can get the 38 single on, and then our full album that we're going to be dropping tomorrow,
Friday,
and so you'll see all the different platforms that you can access that. But really, if you just go to pretendiansband.com, that'll steer you to anything that you need about us. And yeah, booking, make sure you have money and make sure it's like ahead of the time, and maybe a contract, you know. And yeah, but just like for real, like we're there. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. We're so happy about this new album finally getting out, because it's been a really long process. Because honestly, we started before the pandemic even started, and just things got just so blown apart, and it took so long for us to pull everything back together to make a cohesive group of people that can actually put these things out the way that we want them, and to find people like Rich Madsen that can actually understand that vision and put it together. And we have friends that we actually recorded in their basement to like just send off to like, you know, just let them know this is how we sound, this is how we want it sound. And we have three days for 13 songs.
Wow.
And we slept by our amplifiers, by our drum kits, and we put in the work, and we're extremely proud of it. And we're so happy that it's finally getting a chance to come out and people to hear it and see it. And so, yeah, so go to pretendiansband.com, and you'll see all the links that you need to see, and spread the word, because part of what we do as an Indigenous rock band is we're not afraid to speak our truth. And that's what we do. And if you want to hear our truth, you want to come see it, and you want to understand and expand your mind, that's where to go.
So, Christine, we can purchase this music on Spotify, iTunes. Where can we get this?
You can get it on pretty much most of the streaming services, like Amazon Music, Apple, the iTunes Store. I think it's out on Deezer. Bandcamp. Right now, we only have the single released, which was released today of the 38th, which I think you guys will play later. And the album will be available Friday the 30th. So,
right on. So, Jill, how much were you involved in this new album, seeing that you've been with the group for only 8 months? And I know... we've been working on this for a while. So how involved have you been with the new album?
Well, I've known Thomas for 20 years, and I've known Christine for 10 and filled in a few times and attended most of their shows. So the music wasn't too foreign to me. And I guess I've been playing bass since I was 12. So My background is a little more jazz, and so I absolutely love, in this group, I got to kind of spread my wings, and I'm playing some chords on bass, a little bit more rock. Right, you know, I kind of gone punk, and so this is my opening into true rock band. So I'm really embracing that and all the wonderful poses that you get to do when you're playing bass. Like, you just feel like you want to be doing them when you're playing rock. So did I answer your questions, I guess?
So rock is close to jazz, except less chords, right?
Yep.
I just want to throw that out there. Being a trumpet player and a jazz musician, I just thought I'd throw that dig in there, Thomas.
Well, yeah, I mean, with rock, I guess there could be wrong notes, but with jazz, if you just play it again, it's right.
Right. That's what Miles Davis always said. It was like there's no such thing as a bad note, but there's such thing as a second bad note. Right, with the jazz group. But so inspiration is who you are, Kristen. Inspiration. So Thomas, do you do most of the wordsmith on this, or is it a collaboration?
No, I write all the lyrics. I bring that to our group. There are some songs that I feel inspired enough to where I can come up with a music for it ahead of time, as far as just some chords and structure. But for the most part, I'm the lyricist. I write all the lyrics. I bring in that particular part of it. And I kind of think of it as more of like when you're painting like a landscape and you kind of get like the background kind of built in and you kind of let people see like what you're trying to go for. And then everybody else adds in all the different layers of nuance and all the details. Because as far as musicianship, my bandmates like exceed me like crazy. And so I'm humble enough to step back to where I can be like, you know what, I'm gonna do this part, and then let's see where we go from here.
Right.
And so there are times where they're like, well, how does it sound in your head? So I'll beatbox for them or something. You know what I mean? Like, here's a beat. And then all of a sudden, Christine gets something going, then Jill gets something going, Al gets something going, and by the end of it, it sounds like it sounds in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's how good they are, as they can take my rudimentary beatboxing and stuff like that and turn it into something that sounds exactly how it was formed in my head, in the landscape of my brain. And so that's pretty much how we kind of function. Either I bring in something ready to rock, or I just come in with an idea and then they help me actualize it and actually make it something that's listenable.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to get deeper into that, but I want to play Wasteland when we get out here. And what I just want to ask you real quick before I start rocking and rolling, turning AM 950 into rock station, and all our affiliates all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. And so we're excited to rock it out. I just want to ask you what inspiration was with Wasteland before we play it.
Oh, for me, honestly, it was like kind of like when you look back at indigenous like movements, a lot of them are around how our nature, I mean, everything around us is being corrupted, you mm-hmm. know, through just development, through progress, as you say, and things like we're all of a sudden, you know, gold and oil and gas and all this stuff is like agency for everybody else to like live their life through. And that's where they think that's importance to them. And to me, importance is like our earth itself surviving and us being able to survive within that. And then how these other things are kind of killing that, right. You know. And so when they say welcome to the wasteland, it's like, yeah, we have been the stewards of this land for countless generations. And it only took a few generations of others to come in and just rip that apart.
Let's rock it out here, the last minute of this segment, and listen to a little bit of Wasteland. We're with the Pretendians.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
I step outside, the sun upon me. It's burning my skin, love is cold. Where'd it go?
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Macy's Fireworks Extravaganza lights up the New York City sky. Earlier in Lando Lakes, Wisconsin, this woman checked out a parade and says of July 4th,
because it celebrates freedom and America and family.
Is this the best holiday?
I think it is. You know what? I don't have to wrap any presents. Just have fun with my family.
Two teenagers are recovering after suspected shark attacks in separate incidents off the New York coastline. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports the attacks have put beachgoers on alert.
On the East Coast, bites tend to happen when sharks are chasing schooling fish, something swimmers should be on the lookout for.
The Secret Service will lead a full review of how a substance got into the White House. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
A preliminary test shows the white powder found inside the White House Sunday night was cocaine. The substance, which is undergoing further testing, prompted an elevated security alert and a brief evacuation.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh. It squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
Go to restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Earth Radio Presents. I'm Wake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and my dog's really liking it here. At
least somebody Wanda does.
Wanda was rocking out, and now she wants more. But hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their music, and they have a song that's dropped today, and we're going to play that later on in the show, at the end of the show. And one of the things I wanted to get back to, probably with Thomas right now, and then everyone else can chime in too. I thought it was really interesting when I saw the Beatles documentary on how they put, I don't know if you guys saw that, but how they put together their songs. And I always tried, I might have asked you this 2 years ago when you guys were on, but what comes first, the lyrics or the music for you? And what's the process? I know you were talking a little bit about that when it comes to, hey, I got this song in my mind, you know, this is what I'd like to hear from the drum. This is what I like to hear from the bass and the guitar.
Yeah, well, that's basically it. I mean, honestly, I'm a lyricist. I write. I have like ideas in my head lyrically like all the time. And so I always try to tell my bandmates, I'm like, I have lyrics for days. You know what I mean? Like, and Al would tease me that I'm like, Eminem on 8 Mile sitting on the bus writing in my little notepad. And that's not that far from the truth. I mean, if I have an idea, I mean, if you look in my basement or any of my rooms in my house, I have like scattered notes like all over the place, because I'll get an inspiration from a movie, a conversation, an observation from just anything in my life. And it triggers something and I have to write it down. I mean, I wrote a song one time coming home from the park on my bike. You know, and when I got home, I scribbled it out in like 2 minutes, and I've written songs in like 20, you know, and so for me, it's just, it comes from anywhere it can. And honestly, like I said, like my bandmates are really, they're great. And there are times where like, maybe we're in between songs, during our practice or rehearsal, and all of a sudden they're playing something that sounds like a song. And I'm like, hey, what was that? They're like, we're just jamming. And I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, keep that going. And then when I grab my notebook, because it fit into something that in my head that I thought would work. And I'm like, just keep playing it. And they play it. And then I start singing. We start getting through it. And so it's a really, like, a truly organic process. I mean, it just, there's no rhyme or reason to it, is what I'm saying. It's like, it just happens the way it's supposed to, you know, and it just comes about because that's what's supposed to be there. And so I don't have a tried and true method of writing, creating, and presenting. It's just, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
So Christine and Jill, you talk about your process too. And then also, I'd love to know if you ever hear Thomas with lyrics and going, oh my God, dude, what are you thinking? Or, oh my God, this is great. You know, I mean, is it the gambit, or is Thomas spot on before he brings them to you?
Yeah, sometimes we jam. Like sometimes we'll play our set. We have two sets. We've got an old set of songs that we have, and then we've got a new set of songs. And so if we're just bored, we'll just start jamming out. And like Thomas says, sometimes he'll just grab some lyrics and he'll say, don't stop. And so it's very organic. And other times he has the lyrics first. And our process is to just, for me, being a drummer is to try to see what I can do during the song to help the bass player, to help the guitar player, and rhythmically to help Thomas in some of his rhythmic cadences. I try to do that on several songs. So just to see where I can fit in. So.
And you, Joe?
A lot of similar ideas there to what Christine said. I, you know, one of the things that I've just noticed from playing for many, many years is that I typically find the pocket where I'm somewhere between playing the beat of what's going on with the drums, but leaving enough space / accentuating whatever the lyrics are. So I like to kind of really highlight the singer when the singer is singing. And I think that really stands true for this music because the words are so important. You know, and maybe another comment, like there's a few songs on the new album. Like there's one called Mini Wachoni. And so it's got kind of, it's I would call that one more of like a groove-oriented song, you know. And then we have another one called like War Cry, where it's very, you know, it's just very on beat. And so I think sometimes the use of lyrics with the music, they can go together to kind of create the story. And so we have lots of songs like that, but we have some other songs like the South Side Welcoming Committee will be on there. It's a little bit more of a maybe a Red Hot Chili Peppers funky kind of thing. So you're just like, it's like really happy. And then you hear Thomas tell you what the song is about. And so it's like kind of a, it's kind of a polar opposite in that, you know, this song is about the plight of homelessness, welcoming you to Franklin, you know, that, you know, hey, instead of just walking on by and saving your comments about, oh, that's really too bad, you know, maybe you should bring some water and like hand it out, you know. And so, so I think if you do that, though, you know, maybe you can get into the happy beat of that song, I guess.
That's
so
interesting.
I like it though, when the song, the lyrics are the same. And I also like it when it's kind of ironic, where the beat is totally different from what you're singing about. But
That's interesting, because I saw a Van Halen interview from the first singer with Van Halen. And he said that that's every one of his songs were happy. But they were, they came off happy, but the lyrics were dark. And so that's really interesting that you say that. And then you go back and forth. I know Haley has a question.
I do, yes. I know you guys were just talking, you mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of taking on that sound. Just reading off your website here, the Pretendians Band sound is characterized by ripping guitar solos, booming rhythms and powerful vocals with deep lyrics, creating a sonic landscape that is electrifying and inspiring. So I just want to ask, I mean, you guys can each quickly comment, but who was some of like musically inspired you? Like what kind of inspired the sound that you guys have today?
I would say there's so many. I always falter at this question because there's so much going on, but just to be, you know, cheap, I guess, Link Wray. And, you know, like, and locally, Keith Sokola has always been a really huge supporter of us. And he's always been somebody who just welcomes me with open arms. He's such a great Indigenous artist that way. But as far as for me lyrically, Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine has been a huge influence for me. Be Real is another lyricist that I really like, KRS-One. I really like people that just go out of their way basically to like be themselves and speak their truth and not be beholden to what people think you should say something a certain way or you should express yourself a certain way. I've always felt like I go with artists that seem to be truly unique in their vision and in their focus. And so those are a lot of things. And of course, when I grew up, I listened to a lot of metal, like, you know, Metallica, Megadeth kind of stuff, Slayer things, and like really hard driving things like that. But also a lot of it for me, I write my lyrical style from the drum. And you know, when I was a little kid, when I was like 4, running around at powwows, just a dirty little res kid, getting in trouble, my mom would grab me and throw me on my grandpa's lap, my grandpa Norman Shoestring, who was with the Rock Creek Singers, and she's like, sit here. And she'd put me on his lap and give me a drumstick, and then just sit there and drum and sing with them. And to me, I think that's the basis of everything that I sing or write or perform comes from. It's that initial heartbeat from Mother Earth herself, and that's where a drum represents. So I think that's my basis for everything. But I have influences all over the place, and they're never ending, and I can't think of all of them. But that's it.
Yeah, I like to connect to the energy of music. So I like a lot of 80s and 90s artists. I really like The Cure. I love that big fat bottom end sound that they have going on and the chunky guitar riffs. I also like Rush and Neil Peart as a drummer. But I don't consider myself a drummer per se. I fill in for these guys, but really I'm a guitar player and a songwriter. And this is my little room with all my guitar amps and guitars. You can't really see them, but I just like the energy and the what it does to me from my heart. Oh, look at your little dog, cute.
All right, Jaleo.
Oh boy, that's always a hard question. My favorite musician is Chopin. My favorite band is Depeche Mode, but I play nothing like that. And I started up on the stand up, so I think I'm always kind of aspiring to find new sounds that I can. I don't play with a pick, where I can use my fingers to really connect, I think, with the strings, so I guess Jaco Pastorius, Charles Mingus, and Chris Wood are probably some of my favorites, where I just, the tone, I'm a little bit more on the tone than the playing. And then just something that is, something that is minimalistic, but yet still finds the space to connect the rhythm and melody if I'm hearing that, I'm in love with it. So there's countless of, every time I go see a new band, I pretty much love the bass player. So I'm just one of a group, right?
That's awesome. Hey, I don't want to, we got a minute left here, and I wanted to save the 38 for the last segment, and we're going to play the whole thing out. But we got a minute left here, and I just wanted to say this before I go out with some Ula music is, I know a lot of actors want to be musicians, and I know a lot of musicians want to be actors. So, Thomas, you got it going on in the both ways there. And you were in a play last time that was just a fabulous play. I went and saw it three times, and not just because my Hinu was in it, but because it was really, really good. And I just got to throw that out there. Hey,
I do my best.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short message. We're with the Pretendians. Ho!
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future. Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, eatlocalminnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Hey, we're here This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We got to get the Pretendians to unmute and do that again. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need a wolf in our band. Yeah.
Hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their new hit coming out here, the 38, and we're just having a nice little cool little gab session here about this groovy band. And I feel like I'm a DJ tonight, so I'm grooving myself over here in St. Paul.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We truly do.
We do.
Again, thanks for having us on and like giving us this time, because this means a lot to us, you know, because again, we as Indigenous artists, it's hard to get your message across without stepping on toes or, you know, getting people that like maybe don't quite understand exactly where you're coming from, but giving a platform and a forum for people to just be nuanced about how they present themselves as Indigenous people. And I think that's a big thing about our band itself, is that we're not all full blood. We're not all like, you know, that way, but like, we know where we come from and mm-hmm. we know who we are, and we're speaking from that truth. And so before you try to judge us right off of the name itself, you should look, research, really understand exactly what we're doing, where we're coming from, because we're trying to create a forum for people to actually feel open to speaking their truth and speaking about, you know, about their experiences. Because we don't all experience things the same way. We don't all come from the same community. We don't all understand those types of things unless we actually sit down and listen. And before we came here today, my mother called me and we talked for a good hour, and she really grounded me back into that, to be like, oh, that's really good. It's good. You're going to be on the radio. That's great. Yeah. But don't forget, this is where you're coming from, and this is what you're speaking, and this is what you need to say. And I always listen to my mom.
Yeah.
Which is why some of my, you know, brothers and sisters get upset about, how come she always likes you? I'm like, because I listen to her. That's why.
Well, those are good words, and that's what we talk about. And I got to tell you, Three, is that what's really exciting about this show for me is not only to have you on, but it's a very easy for me to play the best of, or whenever I'm on vacation, to play this show, because it's timeless. And that's a good thing. So that's awesome. And that's the Pretendians, you know, the 38 coming out today. The website again, and the Facebook, and how to get a hold of you guys. I'm waiting for it to stream down there on the bottom, but it's the PretendiansBand.com. And so we can get Yes. Thank you. We got a few minutes here before we're going to rock out. Christine, do you have anything you'd like to say? I think Thomas really set the mood there, is that that's what this whole show is about, is to amplify Native people and mainstream them, because we have a lot of our allies listens to the show all over Turtle mm-hmm. Island. And so we like to educate and also, you know, and have fun, too.
We're grateful and thankful for all the support we get from everybody. And we especially love our Native audience. There's no doubt about it. So thank you in advance. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, what's the future? You know what I really want to ask is, when are you guys gigging? That's what I wanted to see. When's your next gig?
Our next gig is July 15th.
Saturday,
July 15th, 2023. And it's going to be at Indigenous Roots. Yeah, I know, I have to check my watch, but I don't even have one on. But yeah, so like, yeah, we're at an Indigenous Roots Cultural Center over in East St. Paul, run by Sergio Garcia and Marianne Quintos, some really good friends and allies. So we're going to be there in support of Trickster Taco's third annual kind of celebration of their, you know, I'm being, you know, serving people really awesome food. And so there's going to be some food trucks there. There's going to be a native comedian, the Res Reporter, as you guys know him. Yeah, Mr. Fairbanks. Yeah. And so we're going to be, we're going to be opening it up with a two-set performance. There's going to be about 45 minutes per set, a break in between to kind of go and get some food and just recover from the awesomeness that we're going to put out, you know, because it's
right on.
And then, like, you know, and then come back and enjoy some more. So
and
it's
it,
an Indigenous
it
Roots.
It starts at 1.
We play from 1 to 3, and then the Res Reporter will be on from, like, 3 to 5-ish area around that in the afternoon. You can check it out on our website. We have it ready and available. And if you look at Indigenous Roots, they have it posted there. And then we also are playing on August 7th.
Monday at 7 p.m.
Thank you. They're helping me out. August 7th on Monday for the Aquatennial celebration down.
This is at the Waterworks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Parks Board.
This is why
the new
here.
Waterworks Amphitheater.
Waterworks Amphitheater.
At Mill Ruins Park.
At Mill Ruins Park.
Area.
It's right across the way from the Owami restaurant.
Yes.
Right. Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
the fireworks are going to...
Trickster's Tacos. Thomas was the owner, your student too, because I had...
The owners are actually parents to two of the students that used to go to our school. Yeah.
Awesome.
They're Omaha and Lakota. And they are from our school, and they've been really cool, really huge allies and helpful with, they have our stickers like all over their food truck and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yep.
They're just,
we love
them. They're awesome. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to put up, no, there's no fireworks. The fireworks is actually in our show. That's
there you go, right on.
We provide.
Yes.
That one's
right
on
in the
Monday,
middle.
August 7th.
Monday,
yep.
August
7th.
2023. Yeah, we're still in the same year. Yep. 2023, August 7th, we're going to be down there by the Waterworks. Go to our website, and you will not be misled by me. You'll see the actual dates, the actual times, and how to get there and how to do it. But trust me, I'm not leading you astray. As a fact, I'm going to rock it out. I'm going to sing the best I can for all of you, and we are all going to do the best we can for you, because that's all we do.
Yeah.
We love what we do. We're not pretending anything. Let's go.
We're here with the Pretendians, and we're going to play your song here on the way out. Right. Thank you so much. This was Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow. Ho.
Ho.
Yamani san. Shagalogaki. Ketsuyapo. Nancy soldiers killed at 38. The land of our own was a settler's power. While the Cortez died at the whim of a coward. Slits now by Lincoln's people. All your honor, our treatise.